Hi, Rona. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Doc. Love the show. Quick question. Is there anything that will help chronic bursitis?
Very, very frequently, ma'am. Now, please explain to me. I'm not dumb, but I need to know details about what chronic bursitis means for you.
For me, exercise brings on terrible bouts in my hips and SI joints.
Okay. And how long has this been happening? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
Probably a good 5 years at least.
Okay, and I got a nasty question. How old are you, ma'am? I'm sorry, nobody can see you, though.
Sixty-four.
Okay, that's all coming together. Believe it or not, ma'am, back in the early 1950s, a doctor came up with a cure that worked nearly every time for bursitis. And Tahoma Clinic later on decided to do some research on it. Somebody gave us a research grant, and sure enough, it worked over 85% of the time. And all it was, ma'am, it's so simple, was vitamin B12 shots. Now, swallowing vitamin B12 does not help, and I'll explain why in a moment. But what that doc did is have people take injections of vitamin B12 every day till the bursitis went away, and then start to taper off to every other day, every third day, taper off at steps of 1 week at a time. And as the bursitis started to come back, okay, then you go back to the prior week's schedule and stay there for a while and then try to taper off again. But here's the thing, ma'am. Why does the B12 have to be in injections? Why can't we swallow it? Because, ma'am, you happen to be 64 and I'm over 64. And according to the Mayo Clinic, I kid you not, publication in 1932, by the time we all get to be age 60, and they based this on 3,700 individuals, by the way, men and women. By the time we all get to be 60, 48% of the men and 52% of the women are starting to drop in their stomach's capability of making acid and pepsin to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's 52%, ma'am. And the same very same cells that are supposed to make hydrochloric acid make a factor that is totally necessary for grabbing onto vitamin B12 and pull it again into our bodies. And if those cells aren't making enough acid, they're not capable of making enough of that B12 combining factor, which, if you ever want to look it up, happens to be called intrinsic factor. I didn't name it that. I would have called it vitamin B12 grabbing factor. But that's what they call it. And so the B12 won't get in from the food anymore. And that's why if you go to any home that supports care for people who are just not able to take care of themselves, you're going to find that the greatest number of shots being given are B12 shots, because they're all of an age to have this happen by that age. So you need to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can do two things for you, ma'am. One, prescribe B12 shots, because you've got to be on prescription. You cannot possibly be allowed to take it, even though it's totally safe for yourself. You got to have a prescription. Number two, I'm sorry to tell you this, ma'am, but Tahoma Clinic is the only clinic in all of Western Washington that has the equipment to measure very, very precisely stomach acid without pumping your stomach out, and which is a bit of a chore. And if you get that done, it's going to have so many other health benefits to find out, well, my stomach acid is down by 20%, 40%, 60%, whatever it's down by, because that way we can tell you, well, you go to the natural food store, Tahoma Dispensary, compounding pharmacy, get some stuff called betaine hydrochloride, and according to your test, you need so many per meal. And funny thing, ma'am, that is going to improve your digestion, because here's the other bad news the Mayo Clinic people reported. By age 70, instead of 48 and 52%, it was now down into the low 40s. But they explained it in Scientese, politely saying that, well, those are the people who had low stomach acid for so long that their poor digestion was sufficiently bad that they died off. And so actually,
That would coincide with the bursitis, would coincide with when
you
I
bet,
got put
ma'am.
on have the bursitis would coincide with when I got put on heavy drugs for Barrett's esophagus for
There
the
you
stomach
go.
acid.
There you go, ma'am. I'm very sorry I interrupted you, but you're absolutely correct. So if you had Barrett's esophagus, you have had stomach acid leaking back out of your stomach into your esophagus for a long time. And what all these people who promote all those patent medicines for blocking stomach acid totally ignore is research done over in the UK, which shows what closes that sphincter muscle between the stomach and the esophagus. And it happens to be high levels of hydrochloric acid. And so that's why a book that Dr. Lane Leonard and I wrote in the year 2001, is still in print. It's called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. You can find it used book search. You can find it for a couple, $3 online. And what it tells us is if we have Barrett's esophagus or any other acid leaking back into our esophagi, even if it isn't Barrett's yet, that means that we have low stomach acid and we just need to find how much hydrochloric acid we need to take, and it shuts that sphincter muscle and we no longer have a problem. But they're not going to tell you that, or the whole acid blocking industry, which is billions of dollars, is going to collapse.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have somebody you would recommend in Tacoma?
Well, we're at Tahoma Clinic. That's not in Tacoma. It's in Tukwila. Just for the record. And all of us know about this, ma'am, but let's see. You might try working with Dr. Moricall, M-O-R-I-C-A-L. She's very good at what she does. And right now, I just looked last week, she has a few more openings, so you might try working with her, ma'am.
Okay. I've got full stars, but you kind of beeped in and out. Spell her name again, would you?
Okay. M-O-R-I-C-A-L.
Yep.
And so as not to be sexist, if you prefer a guy, I'd work with Dr. Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. And that's the only place to go is all the way up to Tukwila.
Well, only place to get your stomach acid accurately measured, that's the problem, ma'am, is that this equipment,
okay.
Even
well,
though it's very accurate.
Yeah. We know it would be down because of the drugs. Is there... someone in Tacoma? Do you have someone in Tacoma for vitamin B shots?
B12? Actually, ma'am, if that's all you're looking for, you go to naturopathic.org, naturopathic.org, and put in your postal code and click, and up will come the people who are within 25 miles of you, if that's what you put into your search radius. But don't forget this, ma'am, you can start that. But that does not fix the lack of acidity that's present, and that leads to malnutrition, and that, according to the Mayo Clinic people, could lead to early passing away, and you don't want that. So sooner or later, you need to get your stomach acid checked, see how much you personally need, because it can vary from all the way from a little bit abnormal to a whole lot abnormal.
Okay, awesome. So I would get it tested at the Tahoma Clinic and then treated there or with the naturopath in Tacoma.
That's right, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Hey, you're so helpful. Love the program. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling, ma'am. It just so happens that not everything can be solved by natural medicine, but my goodness, there's some things that are so obvious, such as this one. Okay, ma'am.
Well, relief from pain instead of taking gabapentin all the time would be a blessing.
You betcha, ma'am. It would. And that B12... it usually starts to work the second or third week pretty darn good. But one usually has to keep it up if one is going to keep the bursitis away. And your body will tell you how often you need it.
Yes. Excellent. Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling.